Have you ever wondered what it would take to actually experience the wonderful feeling of total inner healing? Have you ever thought about ways of going inwardly to determine what it is that caused your bruise or hurt to happen anyway? Emotional bruises are very much like physical bruises that we experience in our life. In the case of healing of these bruises, there are generally four reasons why a cut or a bruise will not heal. Well, first, it's generally because it may go untreated, or it may not heal because the original source has spread it because it has not been treated properly. The third reason is that it may get infected, and then that infection moves on. And then, because it is untreated, it may get reinfected. Well, so it is with your inner pain and hurts and emotional bruises. The fact that many of these cases of continuing lack of healing or inner healing actually is because the fact it takes on form one. We withhold the treatment by holding grudges, or basically there's a point where we get to the fact that we are not going to release that pain. We feel that somehow having been wronged by our offender just keeps coming over and over in our mind. Well, the reality is emotional pain and bruises get infected, meaning that it brings hurt, and it spreads because it brings resentment only until you and I take an opportunity to deal proactively with it. Well, in this week's lesson, I'd like to have you honestly in detail go through Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. You see, here, Peter experienced this dilemma as he honestly and gravely sought the Lord for answers to a strained act of discipleship called forgiveness. And so this week's anchor of holiness says that we've got to admit grudges, revengefulness, and ill feeling that you have. We've got to work to release them and to remember that grudges are like shovels that are used to dig spiritual graves. And so Peter himself got to this point where he became at least bold enough to ask the Lord a question. He called him into question about one of the key themes of salvation, which was forgiveness. Peter then asked a question in there in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. He said to him, it's given to us in the message, Master, how many times do I forgive a brother or sister who hurts me? What, seven? So he prescribed within himself what was called the human limitations of how well he thought would be a fair way to move beyond revenge and to move beyond grudge-holding. However, Jesus then gave him an ad infinitum response to that. He said, seven. Oh, hardly, Peter. You're going to have to do that. Think about it. 70 times seven. Well, it doesn't mean that we actually use the 490 as the basis of the forgiveness of a person. It generally suggests to us, as the number seven is in a repetitive base, that it requires an infinite number of occasions. In effect, Jesus gave him a solution that says, you know what? You probably are not going to ever stop forgiving because that is going to be the basis. Well, like Peter, I'm sure that there have been many Christians in our lives where we began to understand that the former strategies of dealing with offenses, as it was in the Old Testament, it was generally accepted to adopt the revenge as a method of settling disputes. And now here Jesus is in his walk with his disciples, as well as how we are following him today, he's now teaching release, not revenge. Well, this is pretty perplexing to Peter, and I'm sure that for us it is pretty perplexing today, because we kind of wonder, how in the world should I begin to continue to invest so much energies of forgiveness into this one person? Well, simply put, Jesus was suggesting a doctrine of what's called bridal release. And what I say here, it is the bridled release of your fury and grudgefulness in a response to the offender. Well, what I'm saying here is that it's going to take some self-control, and that's why I call it a bridled release. You're going to have to get to the point where we look at the inside of us and we look at the outside condition and then begin to bridle ourselves or to hold ourselves into subjection and to decide how it is we're going to react. when you look at this parable, it signals a prescription, as it were, for the treatment of bruises. And this prescription is by disregarding the offenses by releasing the offender. Well, now this is a new and challenging perspective that Peter had to encounter, and I'm sure for us today it is the same. And so with that, I'd like to offer you this week 7 tips on how you can discover inner healing. Well, I've used the acrostics or the letters for the word 7, S-E-V-E-N. I'm going to walk you through these 5 principles, and I'd like for you to work on them as you get through the process of discovering your inner healing. Let's look at the letter S. S, I'd like for you to seek to release the fury of the pain that you've actually encountered and focus on release, not revenge. So you're going to then seek to release the fury and focus on release and not revenge. E of 7, evaluate the reason or the motive for grudging behavior. Why is it that you decided that the holding on and being grudgeful about the situation? Think about it. Evaluate it. Is it really helping? Is it really changing the situation? Is it bringing you closer to peace? Is it bringing you closer to inner healing? And in this case, remind yourself of what I've termed the 770 principle, the principle that Jesus suggested here in Matthew chapter 18, that we really should be willing to forgive at least 70 times 70. I'm correcting that. It is 70 times 7. Now, let's look at V of the word 7. View each day as an opportunity to be healed and restored spiritually. You see, what happens as quickly as you can release, not seek to be revengeful, then you're going to experience inner healing and your spirit is going to grow in direct proportion. Now, E, the second E of the word 7, says to eliminate negative emotion by praying and fasting. It's going to be virtually impossible for you to release the hurts and pains and that feeling of revenge and grudge unless you take it to the Lord in prayer. You're going to have to find the time to actually eliminate those negative emotions through prayer. Now, I believe that there's going to be a second step to this. It is called fasting. It just kind of reminds me that prayer is a way to ask God to remove it, but fasting is a way to discipline yourself so that you can release it. And so finally, the end of the word 7, I'd like to offer this strategy, never allow your past to paint your future. You see what happened? God has given us a wonderful future to enjoy, but if in fact we've not discovered the path to inner healing because we're actually allowing the path to block our gate, to put up boulders of actual resentment and grudgeful behavior, then of course it's going to taint your future. And so this week as you get through the process, I'd like for you to know that you can discover inner healing, and I call it the 770 principle as discussed in Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 through 35. And so I know you're going to be great. Perhaps you want people to share this with a friend. You can ask them to log on to the website, or you may be able to download or forward this particular lesson to them. At any rate, I want you to know that your inner healing is just beyond your prayer and fast time. You can do it, and I know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so, until the next week, and as you're going through this journey, remember, let it go by remembering to release, not revenge.